This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hannon. Got a call that was held over from last hour. I'm going to get to that. And then we are going to hook up a couple of troopers on the program here and do a little trooper talk coming up. Donald and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
I'd like to talk about a number of things, very fundamental. Next May, there will be a vote on we call the inheritance tax, the death tax. When you die, right now, something like 40% of what you have earned will be taxed, taken away.
Yeah, it's taxed and taken away income that you've already paid tax on.
No. True. Now, I want to point out that the third plank, the Communist Manifesto, says no right of inheritance. In other words, if you want to follow the Communist Manifesto, they take everything. And the second plank in the Communist Manifesto is a progressive income tax. Now, both the death tax and the income tax are sold or pitched as, well, the ability to pay. The more you earn, the better you can pay. Well, that is not really an incentive to get out there and scramble. And if you do scramble and get something together, you'll probably hide it somehow, you know, in a trust or gold and silver hidden away someplace. And anyway, back in 1215, a bunch of lords got together and they went to the king and said, look, we don't want you reaching down across our national border and messing with our individual subjects. And anyway, the Magna Carta prevents the British government from reaching across the what we would call a state border and doing anything to them. In the United States, we have allowed the income tax to do that. The national government with its income tax can reach down and grab you. Now, the tax is bad enough, but however, both Lyndon Johnson and Nixon have used it as a weapon. If you shoot your mouth off to us, you're going to be audited. The audit is a weapon. And I want to go a little further.
We don't have time to go any further, Don, today. Unfortunately, I got to leave it there. But you brought up some good points. Let's continue this conversation another time. Please give us a ring. We actually have another hour planned with the Trooper Talk on the program. And I don't know how long it's been since we've done Trooper Talk, but it's been a while. Not that we haven't talked to troopers. We've talked to a few of them through the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. But because of that, long 237-day nightmare, that's what we're in now, 237th day, ladies and gentlemen, that we did have our normal plan of the Trooper Talk disrupted a little. So we get to get back to it today, which means you get a chance to ask your questions of our guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Congratulations on that promotion, sir.
Hey, I appreciate that, Scott. How's it going?
Going great, as a matter of fact. And you brought with you Lieutenant Michael Rourke as well. Lieutenant Rourke, nice to have you here.
Thank you, sir. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you both joining us today on the program. And I understand, Captain Tom, you're leaving the public information post, so you're going to leave us crazy media folks in the rearview mirror and get on to bigger fish to fry, huh?
Yeah, I would like to say that I'm going to miss it, but I don't know if I want to be lying on the radio here.
Yeah, don't lie. Don't lie.
No, of course I'm going to miss it.
But a new post, a new time. What will your new position be? What are you going to do?
I'm going to be the support services commander, so in charge of property purchasing, agency accreditation, IT, a wide range of different areas involved with our support services. So definitely looking forward to the new opportunity and all the challenges that that we'll work through.
All right, and Lieutenant Rourke, tell us a little bit about yourself.
From the Minot area, just moved down to Bismarck. Looking forward to my two challenges and role as well.
So you'll be the new PIO, as they say, the public information officer?
That is correct.
All right, we'll be nice to you. So you
appreciate that.
Come back often on the program and chat with us. And we really do sincerely appreciate the access we get to the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I mean, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline protest was, you know, probably, an example that has no equal when it comes to, you know, insatiable appetite for the general public to want to know what's happening, what's going on, you know, what's going on. And, of course, we in the media have to rely on getting that information from public information officers and getting to the facts, and these folks do a great job, so we certainly appreciate that very much. So why don't we start there, Captain Tom? Would you say the department's back to normal? In a sense, given how much all of law enforcement was upended through the pipeline protests, are you back into normal mode now?
Yeah, I would say we're getting pretty close to being back to normal. We do have some increased patrols in the area, making sure that everything is on the up and up. But we're pretty close to normal now. It was an amazing time, very stressful time on our officers out there, not only Highway Patrol, but a multitude of other law enforcement agencies in our state and outside of our state. And it really does take a toll on those officers when they're involved in that day-to-day. And looking back on things, on what could have been done differently on my end with the PIO realm is, working towards a quicker turnaround on some of the information, making sure that we're getting it to you folks and getting it out there to the public, as quick as possible. It was something that we really haven't gone through. So we were learning on the fly, and it was very difficult to overcome some of those barriers, but I think overall the public was informed. But those are, I guess, some of the takeaways that we'll probably be sharing with other states too that are potentially going to be going through the same thing we did.
Yeah, I have this overwhelming urge to want to set the record straight on so many things. And every time I start a list, I get writer's cramp by the time I'm down to the bottom of the page, because there's just so many things out there that were distorted and twisted and turned, and nothing probably more frustrating for me, and I believe for the general public, to see the good men and women of law enforcement being maligned and lied about, as though somehow that, you were against the protesters or, militarized in your response to their actions. So it was a frustrating time for all, and we are going to spend some time setting the record straight and just getting some facts out there about the whole thing as we go to, in my mind, heal a little bit, kind of a cathartic way to get through this. Karen in Fargo has a question or comment for our trooper guests, and others are welcome at 800-228-0550. Toll-free telephone number. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, I wanted to give the law enforcement in North Dakota a compliment for how well they handled the Dakota Access situation with those out-of-state rioters who were there. And I would like you to pass that compliment on, please.
Well, they heard you loud and clear.
Absolutely, and we appreciate that very much. We have been getting some compliments, and the public has, if there's a silver lining in all this, is that the public has really reached out to law enforcement and taken the time to thank them and understand some of the struggles that law enforcement has gone through, not only just law enforcement, I mean, North Dakota citizens went through struggle with this whole thing. Law enforcement, we're not perfect, but we Todd is jumping around in here like I just dropped a bombshell.
Sorry.
But you know what? We're in the business to do the right thing. And that's what we try to do day in and day out. And we learn, we adapt, and I think the public was very patient with us, and we appreciate that very much.
Thanks for the call, Karen. I certainly appreciate it. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Any question, it could be about, obviously, the 237 days of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, or it could be about, the famous question. And I'll warn you now, Lieutenant Rourke, you will be asked how far over the speed limit you can go before you're picked up. Just warning you. That question will come up.
And, that's right at the top of the FAQ list, right?
Yeah, Captain Tom has answered the question before, so it's out there for everybody to hear. And, of course, you'll be tested on your answer as well, so we can hardly wait for that. But any question about the roads rules, give us a call, 800-228-0550. With Trooper Talk today on What's On Your Mind. Feels great to have it back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. We invite North Dakota farm women to a two-day event, April 12th and 13th, celebrating women in North Dakota agriculture. On April 12th, join us for Women to Women Soybean Marketing Seminar with Naomi Bloom, an expert at advising farmers on how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, cash flow, and contracts. This day-long seminar will be at NDSU Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo. Seating is limited. Registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. On April 13th, we are offering Women Advocating for North Dakota Agriculture at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Both events are free, but registration is required. Register by contacting Stephanie Sinner at the North Dakota Soybean Council office. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cranking up another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part today by our friends at the Lignite Energy Council. They have their annual meeting coming up. It'll be here before you know it. I think the 18th, 19th, 20th of April in Bismarck. So looking forward to that event, as always. And we'll be broadcasting live on at least one of those days from the event. A lot of things happening right now. We talked to Jason Bohr last week from the Lignite Energy Council about the efforts of the president to repeal some of these punitive regulatory pieces that were put in by the Obama administration that are really helping things. They really are. And even to the getting to the point where the war on coal may be a term of the past. So it's certainly a lot of great things happening. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great website to find out more and also engage on the issues, find out what's happening, and to let your elected leaders know how much you appreciate affordable, reliable energy. That's the key. And it comes from coal, folks. Late Night Energy Council, SecureEnergyFuture.org. Back with more of our conversation with the troopers today on the program. It's Trooper Talk, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's go next to Don in Pick City. Don, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. No, I will not ask about the speed limit, how fast I can go over the speed limit. But
thank you, Don.
I have a question about semi-trucks. I drive a truck, and there was a ruling that they were talking about making it mandatory to have tarps over their gravel trucks, you know, open top trucks, trailers. I'd like to know if that ever passed or what's the status on that, if you know.
Yeah, Don, thanks for the call here. Mike is definitely more the expert in this area, but I wanted to chime in here real quick just with the legislative tracking that I was doing. This does seem to come up from time to time. Each legislative session, and that bill was not passed. So, however, if it's a load that is leaking or sifting and falling out, that correct me if I'm wrong, Mike, but that does need to be covered.
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, that's like with me. I run an open, a hopper trailer, as they call it, and I've got tarp. I tarp it all the time. But, I mean, I've seen so many people go by me with rocks flying and sand flying. And, you know, it just tears up your vehicles. And I just wish somebody would pass a law to help us out here, kind of keep the rocks chips down and stuff.
Yeah, agreed. We get phone calls about that all the time. It's usually windshields that are damaged. And once in a while,
a vehicle
itself will be damaged from large falling rocks.
Mm-hmm.
One thing to note is that some city ordinances have a tarp loss, such as the reservation at Newtown. Three affiliated tribes, I believe they have an ordinance in place that trucks are required to have a tarp.
Okay. Well, I'm not worried. I'm covered. I heard about it, but I never heard an answer as to if it was passed. So that's all I have for you guys. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you, Don. Appreciate that. Gary in Jamestown, you're next for the troopers on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Gary, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I have a question about changes in the law about littering. And also, is an apple core or a banana peel thrown out the window, is that considered litter?
Manny, I can hear you, but I don't hear Todd here anymore. We got a bad connection there? Or? I can barely hear in the background.
But I don't hear Todd here. Got a bad connection there?
Gary, were you hearing the troopers there?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you okay, but were you hearing the troopers?
Yes, I wanted to ask a question to the troopers, and it has to do with littering. I understand there was changes to the fine. And also, I want to know if a banana peel or an apple core thrown out the window is considered litter.
That's an interesting one. Well, I know they heard your first answer, and they were trying to answer. We had a technical glitch there. Todd is with the troopers in Bismarck, so we're trying to get them reconnected right now. So just hang tight, and we'll get your answer in here, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Apple core or a banana peel?
Yes.
Because any time I've thrown those out, I don't remember a banana peel, but an apple core I have, I will explain to the kids, you know, some animal's going to have a buffet with that baby. And they don't usually buy it. They give me a dirty look. So I'm dying to know. Todd, can you hear us now? I'm in Tokyo. Well, I know you say you've been there the whole time, but the problem is we can't hear you. And that's kind of an important thing for the audience. So I hear you like in the very, 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 very way background. Manny, is there a problem with a patch or a connection at on your end?
Well, let me do it. Because I can. That. Hang on.
I barely hear Todd. Like, I can hear him just in a little bit, and I heard. No, I enjoy hearing you, but it's just not enough for the audience to hear. I know that. It's like this, you know. I wonder if we've been wiretapped. I think that should be the.
The Russians!
Yeah, okay, now it's there. Yes, how
can now it's there.
Yeah, so somebody was messing
Manny
with
Manny put another quarter in the box. Good to know. Okay.
Yeah, and they're fired. Okay, sorry. Captain Tom, sorry about this. Would you go back and answer the first question there for Gary that you started on earlier?
Yeah, you bet. Just going over the legislative change here, it appears as if the fine for littering had went from, just kind of looking at the law here right now, but it's now a fine of $200 for the littering. That's what it appears as if it is here right now.
Okay.
But I guess to go back to the question in regards to banana peel, technically, yes. I mean, that would be littering because where do you draw the line? I mean, if one is okay, well, what about 50 of them? Or you know, so the line needs to be drawn somewhere. Kind of like cigarette butts. We see that constantly, and that's a huge pet peeve of mine when people are flicking those out the windows. I mean, what
fire hazard?
Absolutely, and it does. It can cause a fire. So yes, that would be littering. To answer your question.
He had one follow-up question, and that was whether or not apple core or a banana peel would be considered littering.
Yes, that would be. You know, however minor it may seem, you got to think about. You know, you just can't deposit waste out onto the road like that, even though it's one apple core or one banana peel. Where do you draw the line? If one is okay, then how about 5 or 10, 20 of them?
Biodegradable. Those things are biodegradable.
I guess that one you got to take up with the legislature on defining
paper bags. Then we throw paper bags.
Hang on, if you would. Don't go anywhere. Bob and Wishick, first time caller, question for the troopers. You're next up on Trooper Talk today.
Don't go away. Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, what we say, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here, and we have two special guests with us in studio today. Troopers from the North Dakota Highway Patrol answering any question you might have. It's what we call Trooper Talk. And we've not done a Trooper Talk in a long time because most of our conversation on the air centered around law enforcement has been related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. So it feels like, you know, we're back to somewhat normal mode here with Trooper Talk. Even though it is day 237 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest, which does continue. Thankfully, most of it outside of North Dakota now in the courts and in different places, but there's still some things happening. Questions or comments, welcome for Captain Tom Iverson or Lieutenant Michael Rourke are welcome at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number, 800-228-0550. You can also text myself. It's 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay? We're brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, home of the ET Ag Center. I haven't talked about this for a while, but they have an incredible operation, both their Mandan and Frontier locations, in the availability of these ag application parts. We're talking about 50,000 parts. For sprayers, I mean, ag application parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves. For all brands of sprayers, not just Apache. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts. Incredible. And by the way, you can try some of these in the ag application parts right there at the High Plains Apache location. So, your Apache sprayer dealer. Find out more online about their new and used inventory. But stop and see them. Check out that ET Egg Center. Across the road from Bonanza and Mandan, or exit 60 south of Fargo in Frontier at High Plains Apache. All right, back to the phones here. Bob and Wishick, first-time caller for the Troopers. Go ahead, Bob. What's your question?
Hello, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm first-time caller. I love your program. I've been listening to it for 4 years, but I'm a Vietnam veteran. But anyway, for Trooper, I got a question. Like, I stopped the other day and helped two teenage girls change a tire. They did not have a clue how to change that tire. I think maybe any other parents out there that their kids know how to change a tire might give them a clue, or maybe that should be on the driver's manual. What do you think?
Yeah, that's an interesting, Bob. First of all, thanks for your service. I would echo some of that sentiment with changing tires. However, I've changed many, many tires for adults as well. So definitely not limited to teenage girls.
Okay. Just seeing
a chance.
Thank you.
Bob, you probably planted a seed or two with some parents out there to do that and have that conversation. And I would echo not only thanks for listening, more importantly, thanks for your service. I said earlier, we ought to thank every Vietnam vet we find twice because they didn't get the thanks they deserved when they came back. So God bless you. We appreciate your service. Do you change a tire? I mean, is that just like you're there to, I assume, protect that person and have the lights on so the rest of the motorists know, hey, somebody's on the side of the road here changing a tire. Normally you would watch, I assume, but when asked, help out. Is that what you're saying, Captain?
Yeah, you know what? We do change them quite frequently. You know, technically there are services out there, you know, record companies that's their job is changing tires. However, when we're there, there's just really, if we have the time to make sure that we can get them on their way, well, we just take that time and help them out, change a tire, and they're on the road. So something that I personally have always enjoyed and gotten a kick out of doing. It's just a nice gesture to those out on the road.
Yeah, it sure is. You guys do a good job. Okay, Mark's up next. Mark, where are you calling from?
Tolley, North Dakota, yes.
All right, Mark, go ahead.
Good morning, troopers. Thank you very much for your service. Little concern about the texting, trying to make a new texting law, but I thought we had a couple laws on the books already, such as care required or reckless driving, that could be applied to texting. I don't see the need for a new law, but can those care required and reckless driving be used to issue a fine for texting while driving?
Okay, you do bring up a very good question here. Sorry, Mike, that I'm kind of butted in on this one. But the law that was changed this year, there was a minor portion in the texting while driving, an update to that. However, the most significant portion of that same bill was a completely different century code, and it's a new one, a completely brand new law concentrating on distracted driving. What that does is, no matter what activity you're partaking in the vehicle, maybe you're reading the newspaper, curling your hair in the vehicle, putting on makeup, that in and of itself does not allow law enforcement to pull you over. And even when the new law goes into effect, it does not. However, if that causes you to commit a violation such as crossing over the fog line or, you know, maybe running through a red light, we can make a traffic stop on that vehicle, cite you for running through a red light, and an additional citation of $100 for distracted driving. It's completely separate than texting while driving. And yes, it does mirror a lot of care required. However, I do agree that it is important to have, I think this law is an enhancement because it helps educate the public on the dangers of the overall concept of distracted driving and not just texting while driving. There are many things that we can do in a vehicle that are a distraction. We cannot limit all of them. However, if you are doing one of those activities and it causes you to commit a traffic violation, then you should be held accountable for that. So it's kind of an enhancement, and we'll do some educational efforts on it to get it out there. But that's in addition to the texting while driving. That one's still on the books and still remains the same.
Again, thank you, and thank you for your service.
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
How many people are in Tolley? How many people live in Tolley? What's the census population there now?
I think it's about 50, 60. I'm not entirely sure. I'm not sure if that includes a count of cats and dogs, but there's about 50 people there.
Oh, you are a lucky guy. I tell you what, that's between Kenmare and Mohall there, and to live in a town with 50 people, I love it. All right, thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. Randy's up that way, too. Minot, what's on your mind, Randy? Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering if the troopers know offhand what the law is for mudflap requirements on commercial vehicles. If you're bobtailing, if it's mandatory, or
or if you're pulling a trailer and it's got fenders on it, that's your, you can, sometimes, you know, you need to have that clearance in between the piece of equipment or the trailer, and the mud flaps might, you know, get in the way and hook on something. So I'm just wondering if they know offhand what the North Dakota law is for mud flap requirements on commercial vehicles.
Randy, that's a great question. As far as the state law, there is no requirement for a commercial motor vehicle to have mud flaps on their vehicle. However, if it's a commercial motor vehicle, has a DOT number, that vehicle is required to have mud flaps by FMCSA and CVSA rules and regulations.
Okay. Well, I'm bobtailing right now. I just dropped off a piece of equipment, and I had to remove my mud flaps, and I pulled over to talk to you, so I'm going to jump out and put my mud flaps on so I can save that. Fine. All right.
Excellent.
Well,
appreciate that.
What you do.
Saved the fine, and it's a good day. So nice, beautiful day. You can be thankful for that. Chad in Fargo, question for the troopers on Trooper Talk. What's on your mind? Go ahead.
Nope, I just say you guys do an awesome job. I had got broken down on the side of the road. You guys helped me out, and I do appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome.
It's a nice call. Thank you very much. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Texter wants to ask some more about the distracted driving law changes, saying, I heard that searching for music is now a finable offense. So if I'm searching for music on my CD or cassette tape, there, Todd, there's this guy's from our era.
Wow.
Yeah, it was my entire
teen years and half of my 20s there. Whoops.
Is searching for music a finable offense, gentlemen?
You know what? Technically, it would be. Now, once again, we need to let our officers exercise some discretion when we're looking at some of these laws, enforcing some of these laws. But if it is an activity that is not a necessary function to operate that motor vehicle, I don't know the exact how it's exactly worded within the law, but it's something to that effect of, if it's an activity or something that you're doing in the vehicle that is not necessary for the core function of that vehicle, of purely driving it, and it causes you that much distraction that you commit a violation, well, then of course that would be distracted driving. I mean, if you're searching for music and you got your head down for 20 seconds, how is that any better or any less safe than texting while driving? So, of course, we all do that day in and day out. I do it in my patrol car, change the music, but I'm not doing it to the extent that I'm allowing it to distract myself and lead to committing a violation. So it'll be a learning curve that we'll work through, but it is important for the public to understand that there's a multitude of distractions that we do need to try our best to limit in a vehicle. Obviously, we can't limit all of them.
Lieutenant Rourke, are you coming off of patrol duty?
Yes, sir, I am.
So how often do you see this on the average patrol? Somebody that you believe is either staring at a phone or is you know, texting, driving, distracted driving. Is it very, very common?
It's more commonplace, I would say, in an urban setting versus a rural setting. Certainly when people come up to the traffic light, might look down at their phone or send a text or whatnot. Out on the highway, it's not so common.
Is this a good law? Is this a good change? Is this the additional penalties and clarification necessary in your view to keep us safer on the road?
I believe it is. Anytime that we can remove some kind of a distraction in the motor vehicle when we're driving along, I think it's a great thing.
We are chatting today with Captain Tom Iverson and Lieutenant Michael Rourke. It's Captain Iverson's last time on Trooper Talk with us as he's leaving the public information post with the North Dakota Highway Patrol. And we have one more segment to go. We'll do that after this break. Scott in Bismarck, Paul in Valley City, Henry in Fargo, hold tight. You're coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. 90% of people will survive if they're shocked with an AED within 3 to 4 minutes of a sudden cardiac arrest. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing the importance of equipping your business with an AED.
That 3 to 4 minute time frame, that's why it's important for businesses out there, especially if you have public coming through your door. Really important to have one. And make sure that you have people on staff trained in CPR as well, because they can actually start CPR on that person and keep the blood moving that has oxygen in it until that AED gets there to help them.
Get your staff trained so they can be the help in a cardiac emergency. Schedule a private CPR course at your business today. Go to www.ndsc.org for more details. That's ndsc.org.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
I don't watch my energy use just because it's good for the environment, or just because state rebates save me money, or just because I work for a power company.
Mom, I'm home!
I do it because my commitment is to her. To teach her how to save. To do good work. And above all else, to leave a place a little better than you found it. She's my reason. That's why I'm proud to work at Autotel Power Company.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Texter says a few years back, a trooper stopped and helped me out on I-94 with a flat. I was having a bad morning. I started crying out of appreciation. I was so thankful. Thankful for all you do. So, kind of a nice story there. And it is great to hear the appreciation that we know exists, especially in a great state like North Dakota, in this region, the Northern Plains. People appreciate the folks that are out there defending us, protecting us day in and day out. Final segment, Captain Tom Iverson, Lieutenant Michael Rourke, North Dakota Highway Patrol, and your questions or comments. We need to go really quick through all these questions because we have more time. Rather more callers than we have time. So quick questions, quick answers from everybody. Please, Scott and Bismarck, you're first. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, I've got an old car trailer that I've been using and don't have a title for it. Is there a way to get it licensed so I can use it on the road?
Yeah, there sure is, Scott. What you can do is you can have that trailer inspected. If you go on NDDOT, North Dakota DOT website, you'll be able to find a list of people that can inspect that trailer, and then they can do that, and then you can get it licensed.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate that. Paul in Valley City, quick questions, quick answers. Rolling through our final segment here. Go ahead.
Yes, I was just wondering, I've heard that all trucks that are on the road have to have names on them so you can kind of identify them, but I see so many that aren't. I'm just wondering, is it true? Is it a law? Do they have to?
Well, that's a good question, Paul. Our DOT carriers, our commercial motor vehicle carriers that travel interstate, so they may travel from North Dakota to Minnesota, Wisconsin, and on, they are required, once again, by federal motor carrier safety rules and regulations to have a name on them. But if you're strictly intrastate, traveling within the state of North Dakota, then you're not required to have that.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Henry and Fargo, go ahead for the troopers.
Hey, good morning, guys. As the top law enforcement in the state of North Dakota, a couple weeks ago, Scott had these ladies whose husbands were serving as sheriffs. They're out there, and they were being harassed, actual terrorist threats. How come you guys didn't do anything to help these ladies out and protect your co-law enforcement officers?
You know what? That's a valid question. We did do things. One of the ladies on there was a spouse of a co-worker of Mike and mine that we work with. Her husband's a highway patrolman, and we're very much aware of those threats. Many of them were followed up on. You got to understand that there's hundreds and hundreds of threats out there. We were absolutely bombarded with them, and it was a daunting task to try to follow up on all of them to try to convict them. Many of them are still probably working their way through an investigation. I guess to answer your question, we always need to worry about our family and take care of our own. And point well taken.
Appreciate the call. I did also, Henry, hear from the spouses themselves about extra patrols that were done. Any of the family members who had, their house put on Facebook or address put out there, then there was additional measures taken. So maybe some things you didn't hear that day. But I think there was.
Thank you guys for doing that. We appreciate that.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Appreciate the call. Lynette in Mandan, next for the troopers. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm just wondering if these gravel trucks or big construction trucks or whatever, if they're loaded, are they supposed to be covered when they're driving on the interstate? We passed many of them, and, I mean, they have little rocks that are flying all over, and I always thought that if they were traveling on the interstate, they had to have their load covered.
That's a great question. Right now, they are not required to have a tarp covering their load. However, I am noticing more and more carriers putting tarps on their trucks right now. Themselves. Oh, okay. So right now they're not required by state law.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate the call. Todd Mueller, go ahead for our troopers.
Hello. Twice now I've called in to the police to report somebody having their kid in the car when they're smoking with the windows up and everything, and neither time were they enforced. And one time in Fargo, I got chastised by the police department for even calling in about it. Is that not enforced, or why is it even a law if we're not going to enforce it?
What's the law that you're saying? Was smoking with a child in the vehicle? Is that what you said?
Correct. Isn't that a law?
Yeah, I am not aware of a traffic violation regarding that. More of a common sense violation, I guess, in my mind. But I am not aware of a way that we would be able to enforce that.
One more quick one, Josh in Fargo. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling regarding that distracted driving law. I maybe missed you covering it earlier, but it basically sounds to me as simply a revenue scheme to give two tickets for everything. As you stated that, well, if, you know, they create a violation, it gives you another reason to pull them over. But if they already created a violation, isn't there the reason to pull over to begin with?
Yep, absolutely. You do bring a good point. I would argue on the front of a revenue scheme that, you know, just... This wouldn't really be applicable and be a good use of our taxpayer dollars out on the road driving, you know, burning through gas and to enforce that to generate revenue. We're going to be money behind if we look at it that way. It is something though that we need to educate the public on the dangers of it. I lost my train of thought here a little bit.
Well, but I think also it's a deterrent, right? I mean, that's the idea is you want less of you'd be happy not to write any of the tickets. That's the behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And our one last thing with that is our officers won't necessarily issue a double citation. You know, a lot of times we'll give a warning for one and the citation for the other versus stacking them on top of one another.
Great stuff. Thank you for all the calls. And gentlemen, thank you, Captain Tom Iverson, Lieutenant Michael Rourke. That's Trooper Talk. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Wow.
What a deal on a tractor at Titan Outlet Store. Guaranteed iron at outlet prices. Now with a 2011 K-Science Magnum 290 valued at $124,618. It qualifies for Titan's 12-month, 500-hour warranty. 10% down with good credit gets you this excellent planter, sprayer, and harvest tractor. See it at TitanOutletStore.com. Call them at 218-233-3700. Great tires, too, with 70% tread remaining. See it at TitanOutletStore.com and tell them Scott sent you to receive another 11% off.
Get inspired and have a fun-filled evening with the return of the Benham Brothers, the Family Policy Alliance of North Dakota annual dessert. April 3rd in Bismarck and April 4th in Fargo. FPA of North Dakota, formerly NDFA, brings back David and Jason Benham, authors of their new book, Living Among Lines. Hear their exciting new message of conviction, courage, and humor. April 3rd at the Ramcota in Bismarck and April 4th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For reservations, call 701-214-5565. That's 701-214-5565.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.